This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August of this year. We're talking about no other than B2 Digital Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is BTDG. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Mr. Greg Bell. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. It's always fun to talk with you guys. I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Well, Greg, you've had a lot of listeners listening to the program now and actually new ones, too. So if you would, maybe just give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are, what you do, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Okay, that'd be great. I appreciate it. So, yeah, for those of you that haven't heard about B2 before, basically we're doing four things as a company. The first thing we're doing is we're building the feeder league or the minor league for the mixed martial arts big pro leagues, which obviously is the UFC and Bellator. The second thing we're doing is we're building training facilities by acquiring existing fitness facilities and then adding all the MMA training facilities under our One More Gym brand. And then the third thing we're doing is we've built our own B2 social media network, the B2SN, to distribute our content. The content being we have our live fights as we build the feeder programs out. So in our live fighting business, is there's two forms of it. One is an MMA fight where we put on the fight and sell tickets to. And the second, which will actually this Saturday, we'll have our first one, we're going to do grappling, which the difference in that model is it's no fans and the participants actually pay us to participate. And then the very last thing, or the fourth thing, is once we're creating all this content with the fights, is we have our own B2 Productions company where we own all the production equipment. We create, edit, video, shoot, and produce all the content for our fans to consume on either the B2 social media network or on our pay-per-view broadcasts, which are becoming quite successful.
Well, you know, one of my first questions, I'm concerned for you and just for your industry is, How is your business addressing the pandemic? And for me, where do we go from here with live sports?
Okay, well, that's a very good question. Obviously, everybody's concerned about that. But the live sports market, if you look at it, it's had quite a change, obviously, with the pandemic. And obviously, before that hit, we were, you know, having, you know, 1,000, 1,200 fans attend all of our shows. We'd sold out 9 shows. So when it hit, we took the opportunity to really revamp our business model to address all the concerns. But what's really happening out there is, you know, the days of the 100,000 people attending a live sporting event all packed in, you know, that's long gone for quite a while. So what we did is we changed our model, or we pivoted it to make a limited crowd attend our events, and then we turned on all of our pay-per-view. But what's happening out there in the marketplace is quite interesting. Is, you know, before everybody would go down to the stadium and pack against each other for a college game or whatever, but they still want to watch. So, but now what they do is they get 4 to 5 or 6 people together and they go to their buddy's house or their girlfriend's house and they watch it on pay-per-view on TV.
Right.
So, you know, our new model is, instead of, like I said, we packing 1,000 or 1,200 people in a 150 by 150 foot ballroom. And again, we're the minor league. We're not the professional league. We're the feeder program where we develop fighters. But now our limited crowds are 150 to 200 people in a stadium that used to, you know, the same kind of space at 1,000 people. So it's all properly social distance. But then, if you can imagine, you know, those same 1,000 people that went before, we have 150 or 200 in the stadium. They're all staying at home and buying a pay-per-view ticket. So, and then, you know, so with our live event MMA business, it's actually had our first one last week, which I can tell you a little bit about later. But, you know, so we had a very limited crowd that was sold out. And but then our pay-per-view was the biggest pay-per-view we'd ever done. But so what's happening in the live sports market, they still want to watch. And they're obviously, you know, the NFL just started up and stuff like that. But there's a huge demand for our type of very unique content. That's in our live event model. And then the second thing is we started up as through all of this. Grappling has always been of interest to us, and it's this, what grappling is basically MMA with no punching. So it's a combination of wrestling and jiu-jitsu, but it's a tournament style. So in the just the United States last year, there was almost $20 million in tournament fees that are collected. So
wow.
MMA, which is, you know, we put on a limited crowd and now we're all doing it pay-per-view, and still the fans were dressing there. And then our grappling, they actually pay us, and we put on the tournament. So all of our live technologies and production and everything, we're actually going to do our first one on Saturday. We've already had a lot of people sign up for it, so pretty exciting. As I say, this has really changed the way people consume sports. And, you know, we say in our business, you know, if you can't today address a consumer by delivering a product with no contact to their doorstep or on their screen, you're in trouble.
Right.
And actually, you know, this has been a terrible thing for everybody with the virus and how it's affected everybody. But what we're doing is we're delivering it right to their screens. People are paying us to deliver our content we create, that obviously we own everything of our content. And it's actually pivoted quite nicely, and it's growing very rapidly again. So it's pretty exciting.
Greg, before I get on to my next question, I do want to interject one thing. On this pay-per-view, you put out a press release, I think a week or two ago, about Fire Stick and Apple and stuff like that. Do you see the revenues in this part of your industry, if you will, especially for your company, growing substantially here in the next two or three quarters?
Yes, absolutely. So what, if you can imagine, you know, we have almost 80,000 people just, you know, that are unique users in our social media network, and those are the people that used to come to the events and everything. So they're in their home, and now they're buying a pay-per-view on their iPad, and they sling it up to their TV, and they watch it, or they watch on their iPad. And remember, almost 65% of our target market from 18 to 35 now watches sports live on social media platforms. They don't watch it on TV. So to have the very next step, obviously, is, you know, the great over the top networks, you know, from the Amazon Fire Stick and the Apple TV,
right,
and an Android app. That's our people. Just imagine, okay, so we have a fighter from Alabama, now he's going to fight in Iowa, so his six buddies go to somewhere, and they got Apple TV, they download the app, boom, we get a purchase right there, it's full HD on the screen. And so, you know, we find that we're very excited about that, because, you know, that's, when you're on Apple TV, that's pretty exciting to see your product up there. So we'll have a B2 fighting series, Apple TV app, Fire Stick. So all those people that were connected in social media, now they go on the weekend. On a Saturday, their buddy's fighting up in Iowa, they click on Apple TV, we get a purchase, and it flows right through. So, yeah, we're seeing substantial increases in our pay-per-view business already with just the first fight we've done.
I was going to say, let's talk about the first fight. How did that go, and how did the metrics come out?
Oh, the metrics, well, actually, we were what I call a pleasant surprise. As a CEO, I always plan for the worst and
right,
best, and it always ends up somewhere in the middle. This time, we were pretty excited. So we sold out the event, and so the metrics, and I can't give you all the numbers, obviously, but it basically, our show cost, because now we only have 200 fans, we don't have 1,000 or 1,200 fans, it eliminates a lot of the cost of the show, such as you don't need as much police, you don't need as much security, you don't need as many ushers, on and on. You actually go into a little smaller space. So our show cost is about 40% less, and we actually covered, just with our limited crowd of, we had about 100 people there, we covered our show cost, and I can't tell you the numbers, but our pay-per-view, and I've been in the online pay-per-view business for almost 20 years, that was the biggest online pay-per-view event I've ever seen in sports.
Nice.
So that model is working quite nicely. We were thrilled with it. And again, remember, this is a minor league. This isn't like, oh, somebody's out there, you know, like the UFC does, and they sell millions and millions. You know, we don't do that. This is a minor league. But we were thrilled that actually the pay-per-view was substantially more than the ticketing sales.
Your company's taking on a huge endeavor of finding new fighters, opening up new facilities. That all being said, how do you plan on to market your product to consumers going forward?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things, as you say, you know, when you look at us, we're the minor league market, and, you know, we're a development league, whatever you call it. And, you know, one of the things that MMA is, like I said, this is a very sticky business. You know, at some point, this virus is going to go away, and MMA is very sticky. It ain't going anywhere. You know, the UFC is having great fights. People are watching. We're having fights. It's, you know, watching. But one of the things that we got, and again, I'm an old software guy. I wrote the code myself. We started the B2 Insta Store, which was basically, I wanted to figure out how, now that we're in pay-per-view, how do we get all of our fans and fighters' friends and girlfriends and brothers and uncles and aunts and, you know, fans and people to help us market this great product. So I came up with the idea of an Insta Store, where literally you can go on b2instastore.com, and within about 40 seconds you sign up and you're given an affiliate link, much like the old web affiliate links. You can now text, post, and that and any of your social media, and that imagine is like a retail store that's going to sell our pay-per-view tickets. So, and then obviously they're compensated a small commission for that. But so, you know, our fantastic fan base, now they're our partner, and if you can imagine, this is quite revolutionary. In about a minute, you can go into the retailing business and sell our pay-per-view tickets and make money and put it on any Facebook, social media, text, whatever. So you can imagine that's a huge thing that we're working on. And, you know, it's been quite successful. We had quite a few signups just yesterday. So it's exciting. So that's our main thing. And obviously we have all of our digital marketing programs just like before, where we, you know, do our digital marketing and they can buy a ticket on their iPhone for the hard ticket. But again, we're very, you know, we're 150 to 200 people. So, you know, just the fighter's friends are grabbing those tickets really quickly. Yeah, our Insta store has been very successful so far, and we have a lot of people signing up, and, you know, we're using it, so it's exciting. It actually was used in the last event. It's launched and it's working.
I was going to say, investors out there looking at your stock, and your stock has been on the radar on many. That being said, what is going to be your growth strategy and your plan to grow this business going forward?
Well, that's a very good question. As a CEO, I like to keep things simple. So as I said, you know, we're doing four things. We're building the minor league for the UFC by going out. We're actually licensed in 10 states already to hold fights. And these licenses are hard to get. They're not easy to get like they used to. So number one is we're expanding our fighting. Number two is we, you know, great fighters need a place to train. And one of the weaknesses in the whole development system in MMA was they had to go to multiple gyms to get training. So we actually, January 6th, we opened our first One More Gym, which is in Kokomo, Indiana. That was a phenomenal success. So the growth strategy really is, one is we're going to be planning on our plans to go from our 10 states to start adding additional states, which you'll hear some things coming up on that. So basically, you know, we're basically, if you go Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and straight south to the Gulf, that's our 10 states. And we want one, we're going to go and open up a central part of the country. So the first one is we're going to expand the number of fights we have and not licenses. And then the second thing, which is a huge revenue driver for us, is these the B2 training facility has been very successful. And the reason it's successful is that once we go in and we take a fitness club and then we add the local jiu-jitsu gym where we take where we get our MMA fighters and relationship, and we put all that stuff in, and all the fans and people from the cross marketing, they start joining up to that gym because that's where the fighters train. So the answer to your question is we have one gym now. We're going to be announcing here shortly where we've just acquired two more. And then we're going to go out and get up to 10. And those are nice revenue producers. So if you can imagine, we're in 10 states. And each fight group, like, for example, Coliseum Combat is in Indiana and Michigan. So each state, we have our fight group revenue. And then we'll have about two gyms when we're all said and done in each one of those states. So you guys can do the math if you look it all up. So we're going to be rolling up another 10 gyms and then on to 20 gyms. And then adding the fight group. So the strategy here is almost a roll-up strategy of, okay, we got this all figured out. Now how do we expand it? You know, there's 50 weekends you can have a fight, which next year we'll pretty much have 50 live events next year, and then we double it. So one's on Friday and one's on Saturday using our same technology and everything. And then we roll the gyms up, which are, you know, as if you study the gym business right now, you know, it's in trouble. You know,
absolutely, 100%.
And as I say, you know, as I'm simple, in crisis comes lots of opportunity. So we're going around scooping these up at very low prices and then adding our magic to it with all the MMA fighters and everything, which turns it around pretty quickly. So to be real specific, one, we're going to go from the 10 states to, our goal is to get to 20 states here as quickly as we can. And then we're going to go from one gym to 10 gyms. And again, these are the gyms that feed us the fighters that we create our content with. So that's our roll-up strategy, and we're off to the races with it, and we feel very confident we're going to grow quite rapidly with it.
Greg, we got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think the answer to your question is that, you know, we appreciate all the stockholders, people who are interested in our company. Be patient as we get our way through all this virus, but, you know, I wanted to come on and tell everybody we're working really hard to do this pivot, and so far it looks like it's being very successful. Our growth strategy is top-notch, and we look forward to growing our company, but this is not a story, oh my gosh, everything's all screwed up. This is like our revenue is climbing rapidly, and so be patient. The answer is be patient with us. We're building a great company, and this is the real deal, as I say. This is real people, real fighters, real fights, and, you know, the real thing, paying customers. And we're going to grow it, and that's what my job is to do, to create the value for the shareholders. So we're off to the races, as I say.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a full-service live event sports company, look no further than B2Bit Digital. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BTDG. Greg, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Yeah, you can count on it. I enjoy talking with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.